You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidiebere Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
And today we're looking at the walk of faith. Praise the Lord. And the key passage we are using is Hebrews 11, 1 to 11. And I'll read. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Though faith, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, praise the Lord, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God." Praise the Lord. "Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." Praise the Lord. You know, the whole Bible basically is a story of faith. You know, where we just read now, you see from Noah, Abraham, praise the Lord, Sarah, they obtained good report because they had faith. But he said, "Your faith is a substance, that is substance of things hoped for." Something you're seeing, but you've already seen the physical manifestation. I don't know if I'm communicating. Maybe you are here. Let me use the one that is a lot easier. Maybe you are believing God for a house, right? And in your mind, you've seen the house. Praise the Lord. Even though it has not materialized, but you have seen everything about that house. How it's going to look, you know, you've seen it. Even how the tiles will look, how everything will look. Praise the Lord. Substance of things hoped for. The second part is one that amazes me. He said, "The evidence of things not seen." When they say evidence, it means you have to bring facts, right? They say, we go to court, they say, "What is the evidence?" They say, "I believe, I have faith." Wouldn't they laugh at you? Faith as a believer, you have an evidence. You already have it. Of things that you've what? Hoped for. Remember, substance of things, praise the Lord, hope for, and evidence of things not seen. So you see the substance, you take it and have the evidence. People may not understand when you say, oh, you have faith. 2019 is a wonderful year, especially for Nigeria. And God has told us, he said, the snare is broken and we are escaped. Praise the Lord. And I remember as I was asking God, what do we discuss on Sunday? And he said, great is his faithfulness. He said, he's a faithful God. If he has said it, it will do what? It will happen. And he told us that we should hold on to his promises. So the promise of God and the physical realization and manifestation in between is what? Faith is the connecting point. Praise the Lord. Abel, remember, when we read the Bible, it's easy to read as history. Remember then, men didn't know about God. Praise the Lord. Abel, by faith, brought an excellent sacrifice. How many people here have seen God? But you believe there is God? Faith. How many people here travel with cars by road? How do you know that when you enter the car, it will carry you to the other side? Faith. Who says you cannot enter the car and the seat will just go down and the car will just move? How do you know that you enter plane and plane will carry you from point A to point B? Do you know who manufactured the plane? You know who is the pilot? Do you know whether he's drunk? We have had cases where pilots were drunk. But you have faith that I have bought my ticket. I will enter the plane and I will land on the other side. That is what? Faith. You see, we exercise faith on daily basis on things that we don't even have anything to do with our Christian work. But when we say have faith in God, people begin to doubt. Praise the Lord. But on daily, even as you are sitting down, when you came in, how do you know that if you sit down on this chair, the chair will not go down, that is not broken? But you just came, sat down, and the chair held you. Faith. Praise the Lord. So this year, if we are going to accomplish that which we must accomplish, we must learn to walk in faith. And truth of the matter is that in life, we have two options. Either we walk in faith, or we walk in what? Fear. There's no middle ground. Either you have faith and walk by it, or you walk in fear, or you walk by sight. Faith is the opposite of what? Fear. And in 2019, God is telling us here, my children, walk in faith, not by sight. I've said it here, write down, spend some time quietly with God and ask God, what do you want me to accomplish this year? Praise the Lord. And he will tell you, hold on to those promises. And the way to accomplish, to write it down, believe in your heart, receive the evidence that God has already done it. Praise the Lord. Have the substance of that thing that you are hoping for. Every day you see it. I remember those days as a young believer, our pastor would tell us, as he says, celebration comet. So we all had a sticker. He gave to all of us, say, put it in front of your mirror. Every day, be your own prophet. That you are believing God that year. When you go there, you declare. Eh? And we did it. And we had all kinds of interesting testimonies. Some of us here, the prayer we have, we don't believe. We don't have faith. We are fearful. You're going for that job interview. You have prayed, though. You have kabbashed. The moment they say, it's your turn, the amount is just boom. And you're a child of God. You've prayed. You've taken authority. Why don't you now walk in and claim it because it belongs to you? Am I communicating? Faith is key. So either we walk by faith or we walk by sight. And when you walk by sight, you are bound to be what? Afraid. Because you will see what will challenge your faith.
you will see what will make that thing look impossible. You will see what will question your belief. Praise the Lord. Walking by faith, this requires that we trust God and His will for us. You know, the story of, I don't want to jump on, but the story of Abraham is really interesting. A 75-year-old man. You say that is the twilight of his life, right? He's winding down. You know, I was at a function recently on the 3rd, and I saw some men that I used to see about 15, 20 years ago. I became afraid of. I said, so one day I'll be old like this, eh? By the grace of God. You know, some of them, we are very strong before now. They are walking gently. I say, hey, is that how it happens to everybody? I was almost becoming afraid of, say, ah? I said, God, I want to get old, but I want to be very strong. Praise the Lord. You know, things are going to happen. As you walk by faith, you're going to see things are going to challenge that. Abraham, at that age, God says, Abraham, leave your father. Leave your father's house. Leave your country and follow me, and I will show you a place that you're going. Remember, God didn't tell him where he was taking him. Abraham was a rich man by all standards. At 75, very wealthy, had servants, over 300 servants, and God says, pack your bag and leave. Let me paint it very well for you. You're a rich man in Lagos, living in Banana Island, with all the latest cars available, maybe even a chopper, right? Your house is full of, you know, people, friends. And God said, Buenga, come, follow me. You see, the northern part of Nigeria, after Maiduguri, I am taking you there to the... You see, you are reading this now. It sounds like history. There were challenges along the road. It was a tough terrain. He said, I'm taking you there. That is where the promise is. Because follow me. Somebody said, Satan, get thee behind me. This cannot be of God. How can God, having brought me this far, want to not take me? Because that means you have to leave your house. You have to leave all those things and begin to follow God. We have to learn how to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. He said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. The problem most of us have is that we walk by what? Sight. You don't believe. Even when you have prayed, even when prophecy has come, even when you know that God has, you've even seen the vision. Praise the Lord. You know, some of us here, in the last 3 months, I realized a lot of people here have gifts of dream. They are calling me, Pastor, I had this dream. I say, okay, how I know it's true that most times when they call me, I've already had that dream. I say, okay, begin to pray. So some of us have even had the dream, the vision. God has spoken to us on it. But the missing link between where we are and where God is taking us is what? Faith. And that is why we must learn to develop our faith. Genesis 12, 1 to 8, and I read. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee. And I will curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And in the land of Canaan they came. And Abraham passed through the land of the place of Shechem unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanites was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Wow. Abraham, leave everything that you have. I'm taking you to the promised land where you and your children will inherit. People were already occupying that place. Huh? Are you aware? That means some of us will say, God, but how now? Can't you see the Canaanites? Me and my small household, how am I going to displace all these what people? But Abraham obeyed. Praise the Lord. And that brings us, what are the requirements for walking by faith? Every time we talk about faith, the missing link is faith. We have prayed. We've received the promises. Sometimes we even plan because you've planned because you've heard God go this direction and you are planning towards somehow, there's a missing link. And we say it's faith. How do we walk by faith? First thing that we need to learn, if we're going to walk by faith, is to listen to God. Listen to God. Some of us come to church day in, day out. We hear the word of God. We don't listen. We don't apply it. Praise the Lord. Listen to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. You see, Abraham, Bible says, and the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and from your relatives, from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. And Abraham listened. How many times has God Almighty told you things that appears foolish, in quotes, that doesn't make sense concerning your life, and you have doubted? Some of us don't even listen. People come to church, they hear. Yes, he enters from one ear and goes out to the other ear. You know, if I take this listening to God, we can preach it for the next 1 month. But to listen to God, you need to spend time in the word of God. God speaks in different ways. Praise the Lord. You don't understand why I said I can preach this for the next 1 month. How does God speak to you and I? For some people, God speaks through vision. Some through revelation. Some through his word. When you open the word, the Bible, you see it. Some true prophecy. And if you don't even hear from another place, as you read the Bible every day, you will see the promises of God. And like I always say from here, find the one that pertains to your situation and begin to pray and hold on to it. Maybe you're sick, you will look for scriptures about healing and begin to claim those promises. Maybe you want wealth or prosperity, look for scriptures that has well done, brother, begin to do what? Proclaim it. Maybe you need favor. Find scriptures in the Bible and begin to do what? Proclaim the favor of the Almighty God. Some of us don't listen to God. God talked. And like I always tell people, when God speaks to you and you don't obey, he's not a talkative. You know, the year has just ended now. You know, all kinds of men of God are calling all kinds of prophecies. God is talking to everybody. It's a lie. Read their Bible. How many prophets did we have in all those centuries? Maybe in a generation, he will choose one or two. People are doing permutation and combination. People are telling us what they feel. Praise the Lord. That you have the gift of prophecy is totally different from being a prophet of God. Some of us can't even speak truth to authority because they are scared. Prophets of God don't fear anybody. As God has said it. Look at Jeremiah. Even at their own peril, they will say what God said they should say because they know they hate God. Praise the Lord. So when prophecies come about your life, when you hear what God is saying, the next thing is that you need to really spend time. Ascertain this. Some people run from pillar to post looking for who will say, thus says the Lord on their lives. And like I always say here, the pastor, the general overseer, the worker, all of us have the same access to what? God. The distance between you and God is what? Distance between here and here. Your knees. Some people are waiting for when pastor will go and do 60 days fast. Come out and say, pastor, what is the Lord saying for me? That is not what this ministry is all about. It's called Kingdom Disciples Assembly. We need to raise disciples here. People who can hear and interpret. People who are willing to make the sacrifice. Some of us don't want to pay the price. And that's why we don't hear from God. You will talk from morning time. Even when you go to pray, you need them. By the time you finish praying, by the time God will say, my, you've left. And when you say, my son, let me now speak. You've left the place already. We need to spend time in the presence of God. We need to spend time and read the word of God. We need to have a quiet time with God. Because God will speak. Definitely speak. Praise the Lord. Habakkuk said, I am going to go to that mountain. I'm going to tarry there. And let me hear what he will tell me. It means he will have spent time there until he heard. That's why some people go to mountains. Okay, they want to remove every noise. So they can hear clearly. But you don't need to go to a mountain to hear God. It can be the quietness of your room. It can be the quietness of your office. It could be inside this church. The church is open 24, okay, not 24-7. Practically open during the day. You can come in here, stay one corner, and just sit down and listen to God. And God will speak. So first thing that we learn from this story is that Abraham listened to God. Why will Abraham listen to God? Because if you're going to walk by faith, you must hear the word of God. Why? Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must spend time in the presence of God. This is the beginning of a new year. On the 1st of February, we're going to start fasting. I'm going to fast for the whole of month of February. Some people will say, Pastor, these are fasters. They've already made up their mind how they want to fast. Say, I'll break by 1, I'll break by 12, I'll break by 3. Nobody wants to pay the price so you can hear. James, you're sleeping. You just came back from the village. Too much, but praise the Lord. You know, nobody wants to pay the price. So if there's one thing that you must do this year, is to listen. Before you leave your house on a daily basis, listen. Let me tell you, Nigeria is on a dark path in the next few weeks. Whether we believe it or not, it's on a very, very tough path. I don't want to say much here, but on a very, very tough path. But God has said the snare is what? Broken. Because it's going to confound them. And the area is going to confound them is areas they least expect. And that is why, before you leave your house every day, spend time and say, God, where do I go? How do I move? As simple as, you might be, every day you follow this path to go to work. Every morning say, God, should I follow here? He might tell you, go this way. It might not make sense to you, but please obey. Praise the Lord. The next thing that you learn, if you're going to walk by faith, is to trust God. Remember, listen to God. Then the next thing is to do what? Trust him. Because if you don't trust him, you will not do the next one. Abraham trusted God. God said, leave home. And he left home. It would have been difficult to obey. I remember when I got a vision that KDA should start, I was very scared. Because I know what it means to run a parish. So he's laughing. We've been through it. We are together when we started the first parish. I know what it means to run a parish. All the gimmicks, the things that go into it. I said, please, I don't want. The thing kept on coming. I started praying. And as I started praying, I began to learn to do what? I said, okay, God, if I'm going to go this, I'm going to just depend on you. You must learn to trust God. Because if you don't trust him, you can never take that great step. Some of us, yeah, God has told you what to do. You know what to do about your life. But fear is holding you. And why is there fear? Because you don't trust him yet. You don't trust him enough to put your leg inside the Jordan so Jordan can part. Imagine Joshua. Joshua, put your feet inside the Jordan. Jordan has overflown his bank. How do we pass? He said, put your feet first. Some of us say, God, I don't know how to swim. Or how am I going to do this? Praise the Lord. We must get to the point that we have to trust God. Because if he says he will do it, he will do it. And that was exactly what last Sunday's service was all about. Great is his faithfulness. Because if God says he will do it, he will do it. That was what Jeremiah was saying. He said, yes, God told us we're going to go into captivity. And it happened. And God also said that after 70 years, we're going to return back. Because what he said in the past has happened, I am believing that whatever he says is going to happen, is going to do what? Happen. Even the man that sang the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. He lived to 94 years. It wasn't a smooth journey. He even became he wanted to be a pastor. After 1 year, he fell sick. He had to resign. His life wasn't smooth. But by the time he wrote the song, he said he looked back and saw that, yes, even though he went through crisis, the promise of God were there, and it was the faithfulness of God that saw him through. Maybe today you're going through crisis. Nobody's giving you a chance. And you're wondering, how am I going to make it to the next day? Trust him. Walk by faith. Ask him. Listen to him. Praise the Lord. Abraham at 75 left Haran, and he was still willing to take the journey. The trip was long and dangerous. You know, when you read the Bible, it's like as if Abraham just woke up and just came to the bus stop. PM, a train came. Pah, they got to the place. Mm-mm. In those days, there was no car, no train, no flight. Praise the Lord. The best form of travel, if you are very rich, to have an animal that will carry you. And there were dangerous thieves along the way that will raid to steal from the people. Praise the Lord. But he obeyed. Knowing it was a dangerous journey, he obeyed. You need to make that step of what? Faith. Like the movie we watched here, Leap of Faith. He did a leap of faith. He saw the young man how, even though the pastor was a fake pastor, the evangelist was a fake evangelist, but he took that leap of faith and he walked. When nobody gave him a chance to walk again, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 37, 4 to 5. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to... Can we all read number 5 together? Okay, just hold on. 1, 2, go. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The connecting point there is trust him. You've seen the promise. You know he's God. You know he's a faithful God. And great is his faithfulness. And he has assured this year that the snare is broken and we are escaped. We become unstoppable. The missing link is what? Trust him. And he will bring it to do what? Pass. You know, I was just sitting down a few minutes before service. And I said, hey, I saw a letter from the landlord. I said, it's almost 1 year. They said, your rent will end 30th of April. I said, hey, 1 year. My money, poop, hey, rent again. Rent again. And the Holy Spirit said, look at you. You've been preaching great is his faithfulness. He's time to put it into practice and you are already getting... I now said no. I said, the Lord will do what? We do it. If he has called us to this assignment, he will do it. Praise the Lord. It's easy to get afraid. But the missing link between the promises and where he's taking you is trust God. Praise the Lord. And the next thing, after you have listened to God and you trust him, is to obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Abraham not only heard God, not only trusted him, he did what? Obeyed. Some of us know, yes, God exists. He's a faithful God. Some of us have heard what he said he will do for us. Some of us even trust that God will do it. But when you see the mountain facing you, the challenges, you are paralyzed with fear that you can't even obey. Obedience is key if you must eat the good of the land. You've listened to God. You trust God. Then you must move, take the next level in walking by faith is to do what? Obey. If he says do it, even if it doesn't make sense, do it. Can you imagine Joshua facing Jericho? A trained man of war, tested man of war, who destroyed the Amalekites by the help of God. Praise the Lord. And he was just wondering, what is the military strategy to take Jericho? I remember that evening, it was cool in the evening, he was just walking. He looked at the walls. You know, the Bible scholar says the wall of Jericho was, he said it was walled to high heavens. And the width of the wall, say it can take 5 cars. That means there were buildings on the wall like this. Thick. Remember then, they didn't have bombs. So it's not as if they're going to throw a bomb and blow the wall. They use arrows. And these people have built their wall solid. When I start shooting your arrow, boom, boom, it will be breaking, right? And he saw the captain of the hosts of heaven. Are you for us? Are you against us? He said, remove your shoe, Joshua. Don't start asking me a question. Where you are is a holy ground. Come, let me give you the battle plan. You need to march around the city with your people. Once every day on the 7 days, 7 times on the last one, blow the trumpet, everybody shout. Did it make sense? It did not make sense. Did he argue? Why didn't he argue? Because he has also learned how to listen to God. He knows the voice of God. If you've not been relating with him, you don't have a relationship. One, you won't even hear him when he speaks. Because you don't know how he sounds when he speaks. So, he listened. He trusted God. And he gathered the people. Imagine telling the people, the Lord said, every man, every woman, all of us come out. We're going to march around the city. I can imagine the people of Jericho having fun. Every day after they go to, they just come out, carry their chairs on top of this thing, and be drinking and smoking and say, these Jews, they're entertaining us. So maybe it was fun. Let us watch them. They just be marching, everybody quiet. They will say, their mumu don't do. It didn't make sense. Praise the Lord. But they did what? Obeyed. That thing that God has told you may not make sense to you. You know, sometimes people have missed their destiny because what God told them to do didn't make sense. And they are afraid that if they tell their friends will laugh at them. Whose life? Who are you trying to impress? It's between you and God and it's your life. And like I always say, everybody will answer on his what? Own. When you want to know whether those friends you are worried about is when things go wrong in your life, some of them will delete your number. Some of them, when you call, they say, I am busy. I'll call you back in the next 5 minutes. Next 50 days, you don't hear from them. Some of them, you go to the house, they say, tell him I'm not around. They will lock the door. And that is why the best friend that you have is Jesus. Whatever you do, do not forsake the friendship of Jesus Christ. Because he will neither leave you nor what? Forsake you and I. Praise the Lord. Obedience is key in this walk with God. Hebrews 5, verse 8. Hebrews 5, verse 8. It says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. I love this scripture. That's why I used to discipline my son very well. I say, if Jesus, God, came down, they say he had to learn obedience by the caning they gave him. What did he suffer? Means if he wants to, Jesus, God, learned obedience. Because without obedience, you cannot accomplish the will and purpose of God in your life. Obedience is key. It was disobedience that cost Adam and Eve the garden. Praise the Lord. It cost them a lot, not just the garden alone. They are not supposed to die. They sinned and they had to die. Praise the Lord. Obedience is key. Isaiah 1:19 to 20. He said, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. If we are willing and obedient, we eat the good of this land. There is goodness in this land. If they say there is no food in this town, some people will still be enjoying. There is goodness in this what? Town. People say on Facebook, say, no matter the economy of the jungle, lion will not eat what? Grass. Certain is not, you know, you cannot come and start chewing grass. It's not possible. Praise the Lord. No matter how tough, no matter how bad things turn, you are holding on to God. You are walking by faith. You listen to Him. Praise the Lord. You trust Him. You obey. He said, we will eat what? The good of the land. Praise the Lord. And the next thing we see from Abraham is that after he got to where God was taking him, Bible says he built an altar and worshipped God. On this journey, God is looking for true worshippers. True worshippers. Worshipping God is not when you come to church and you're in choir singing. No. When temptation comes, and you say no to sin and say no to righteousness, worship. Worship. Because they're saying, devil is here, Jesus is here. Hey, devil said, buy my market now. Jesus said, you are my son, I have died for you. You look right, see Jesus. Look left, see devil. Devil said, come, ah, look at the beautiful things of life. Come, I will give it to you. Behind it is just fake. You saw all those things and you say, I will go with Jesus. That is worship. That is what? Worship. Some people think worship is only when we have clapped our hands, jumped up. You know, some people come to church, they go to the gyration, or that gyration of worshiping quotes. The moment they finish jumping up like this, their phone will ring, hello? Can't you see I'm in church? They go outside, they are not pinging. They have forgotten about Jesus. Praise the Lord. How do you live your life? If you're going to walk by faith, you have to be a worshiper. That's why the Bible says that God is looking for what? True worshipers who worship Him what? In spirit and in truth. That means at any time, as I'm walking along the road, you're thinking about Jesus. You know, when the Bible says pray with that season, they say it's difficult. It means at any time, you know what I mean? You are talking with Him. You are interacting with Him. If we're going to accomplish much by faith, then we must be people of what? Worship. And that is why we need to examine our lives. It's an interesting year. A year of great exploits. Bible says that we are escaped. We have become unstoppable. Praise the Lord. But what you make out of it is a function of whether you're going to walk by faith or by sight. And one thing I will tell you, the moment you say I'm going to walk by faith, the devil all the time will present something that will make it appear practically impossible to do what? To walk by faith. And that is why the faith now does what? He said, devil, I don't care. I am not walking by sight. Praise the Lord. I don't care what you're showing me. I don't care what's happening around me. The word of God said, Jesus has promised me that that's what I'm holding on to. That is the kind of faith Jesus wants from you and I. And that is what moves heaven. Let us bow down our heads.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muriokola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.